Driving a school bus is important work with a lot of responsibility. Drivers have to get students to and from school safely and on time. The hours are odd, a lot of patience is required, and the pay isn't great. All reasons CMS officials often struggle to fill the positions, especially this year. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at the hiring challenges district officials face and what they're doing about it.
Felicia Brown takes pride in being a bus driver. Before putting her bus on the road, she checks the lights, signals, tires, and back door. She loves her job and doesn't mind the odd hours.
I start my route at 5:30. I'm on break from about 9:15 until 1:30. I usually end up about 5:30 in the afternoon.
Brown became a bus driver in 1985 when her son started school. She didn't want him to be driven by high school students. That was common in CMS and many districts in North and South Carolina until shortly after she started driving. Brown is now one of more than 1,000 CMS drivers, but her longevity is not the norm. She sees a lot of people come and go each year. The turnover rate of CMS bus drivers is about 12%. She thinks some leave because they don't have the temperament to deal with students.
You gotta have patience. No two kids are alike. I mean, you might have good kid here, not so good kid, but then if you work with this kid enough, he'll come around, or she. But you gotta have a lot of patience.
CMS, like many districts, struggles to find enough bus drivers each fall. A lot of last-minute resignations come in at that time, but this past fall was particularly tough. CMS added routes to accommodate more magnet and career programs. 2 weeks before school started this year, CMS had 95 bus driver vacancies. That's compared to 33 a year earlier. Given the vacancies, some drivers had to double up on routes, and former drivers with desk jobs were assigned routes. Parents complained about overcrowded buses and students getting home late at night. In August, CMS raised starting pay for bus drivers nearly a dollar to $12.14 an hour to attract drivers. Now all but 10 positions are filled, and district officials have started to recruit retired teachers and hold monthly job fairs like this one to increase the pool.
It's a challenge to fill open positions. We're advertising through the job fairs. We're handing out flyers, word of mouth, just anything we can do to get the word out.
Devery Peterson oversees bus drivers as CMS's Director of Safety and Quality Management. During the job fair, she and others answered applicants' questions with computers nearby so they could apply immediately.
We're trying to go ahead and start now to get the interest up so that we can have bus classes in April and May, classes throughout the summer. We will be in a constant hiring and training mode between now and August so that we will have a driver for every bus on the first day of school.
People with patience, a diploma or GED, and a good driving record are what CMS officials seek. You can't have a speeding ticket within the last year, and you have to be at least 18 years old. About 35 people showed up all day, fewer than officials hoped. Most were African American and young, like Sierra Johnson. She works for a mail order pharmacy and likes the split morning and afternoon shifts.
Flexibility is important because I can get things done during the day. I like being on the road. I like moving. I don't like staying in one place.
Most drivers don't get paid for the summer vacation months unless they're lucky enough to be hired to drive students attending summer programs. That concerned some people at the fair, but not George Robinson, an unemployed father of two.
9 months a year is better than no months a year. And it's a great opportunity to get your CDLs, something that you can have for a lifetime.
Once some drivers get that commercial driver's license, they soon move on to higher-paying jobs with CATs or trucking operations. Even long-term, CMS drivers only make slightly over $16 an hour. Drivers do get health benefits, but Clarison Alexander Floyd, a mother of two, left when she heard the starting pay.
The hourly was not what I would need presently. Presently, I make several dollars more than their starting salary, and this wouldn't work for my life.
CMS has hired a few applicants through the job fairs, and Peterson says they are in good shape now. But more drivers may be needed next fall to accommodate the first phase of the new student assignment plan, which focuses on magnet programs. Peterson says these days they are always in a recruiting and hiring mode for drivers. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.